Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Basra, Perkhas, Mishazan, Mishnechas. And today's Mishnah are being learned Bischos S Basrachol, Shishi Bizakh Fan Ruziva Kogun, Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us, Hakazim Nachasal Banov, if a man's writing over his Nachasim to his children, he's trying to give his property away to his children. He only wants them to actually have the property 100% after he dies. That's because he still wants to be benefiting from the produce while he's still alive. Tark Shiyhtav, he has to write the following in the Shtar. Mehayoim Ulachar Misa, from today and after death, which means from today I'm already giving you the property, but I still get to benefit from the produce, and therefore you only get it fully after I die. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, Einot Tzarich, he doesn't have to do this. It's apparent from the shtar itself that that's what he's trying to accomplish. Even if he just wrote that I'm giving you this after I die, since it's dated today, it's obvious that he wants them to have the property today, but he gets the benefits of the produce until after he dies. Continuing with the same case, Hakazim Nechasim B'nai Lachar Moisai, a person writes his Nechasim over to his child, but his child's only going to get it 100% after he dies. Ha'av Einot Yachal Limkar, the father's not able to sell it, Mnei Shein Ksuvin Leben, because already written over to the son, and Vaben Einot Yachal Limkar, the son can't sell it, Mnei Shein Brishus Av, because it's in the Brishus of the father. Now, Machar Av, let's say the father did sell it, Mechurin Ad Sheyamais, it's sold only until he dies. The only thing the father sold over here is not the property, but the produce. So the buyer is able to benefit from the produce until the father dies, then the rights to the produce go to the son. The other way around as well, Machar Aben, if the son sold his rights to the property, Ein Lekeach Ben Kolom Ad Sheyamais Av, the Lekeach doesn't have any rights to the property whatsoever until the father dies, then the Lekeach gets all rights, the property, and the produce. Another din, Ha'av Toyo Shumachol Chomisha Yirtze, while the father is still alive and he has the rights to the produce, he can detach it, take it off the trees, harvest it from the ground, and give it to whomever he wants. However, Umashi Niach Talosh, whatever he leaves detached, Hareu Shal Yarshin, that belongs to the Yarshim. Continue to discuss Yerusha, but onto a different din, Niach Banim Gedalim Mukatanim, let's say when a father dies, he leaves over older sons and younger sons. Einach Gedalim Esparnasin Alaktanim, Vlaiktanim Nizainin Algdalim. Ella, Chalkim Beshaveh. This has to do with the father's estate, all of his property and his money, before it was divided between all the children. And we have two different terms over here, Misparnasin and Nizainin. Misparnasin has to do with clothing and bedding and things like that, and Nizainin is food. So what Misha just told us is that before the Yerusha was divided, the older children are not able to use money from the estate to be Misparnas themselves, to buy clothing. That's called Alektanim, on the expense of the Ketanim, and the Ketanim as well are not allowed to take money from the estate to buy food. Rather, they have to divide it equally, and then whatever money they get, they could spend on whatever they want. Now, the reason why we're saying parnasa by gedolim and food by katanim is because that's usually what it is. Older kids don't need so much food, they want to buy more clothing, and the younger kids don't really care so much for clothing, they just want food. Another din, nasa agdolim, if the older children got married using money from the estate, yeswa katanim, so the younger children, when they grow up, they're also able to use money from the estate to get married. However, if the older children had gotten married while the father was alive, and then vim amru katanim, if the katanim say, hare anu noisim kedarshan sasam atem, we want to get married the same way you guys got married. We want you to be able to use daddy's money. Ain't Jemlehem, we don't listen to them. El Mashin Asalem Avin, Nosan. Whatever the father gave them, he gave them, and they can't use money from the state to get married. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, with something similar, just now talking about daughters. Hiniach Banos, Gedos Uketanos, if a father died, didn't leave over sons, but just left over daughters. Older ones and younger ones, meaning above Bas Mitzvah and below. Ein Agedos Misparnasos Alektanos, the older ones are not allowed to get their Parnasa at the expense of the Ketanos. They can't take that money from the state. And also, Velektanos Nizonis Alekdilos, the younger ones can't get their food paid for by the state at the expense of the gedolos. Ela chalkas b'shaveh, they split everything equally, and then they take their money and do whatever they want with it. Nasu gedolos, if the older ones got married using money from the state, yesu ketanos, so the younger ones also could get married using money from the state. However, if the older daughters got married beforehand, their father paid for the chasanas, and then vim amru ketanos, the younger ones said after their father died, harenu nosus kedushin sasam atem, we want to get married the same way you guys got married. Ein shemalayin wouldn't listen to them. And lastly, the Mishnah concludes, zechamru abanos. This is a chomer we find by daughters over sons. Shabanos nizonis alabanim ve'ein nizonis alabanos. If a father dies and he leaves over sons and daughters, so the daughters will get fed from the estate at the expense of the sons. And this is something called tanai ksuba. It's a stipulation in the father's ksuba that when he dies, his estate is going to pay for all of his unmarried daughter's food. However, if when he dies, he doesn't have any sons, he only has daughters, the food of the younger ones does not get paid for by the estate. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Parak Test, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.